This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The number of confirmed cases of COVID-19 around the world has passed 40 million. AP correspondent Charles Ledesma has our story.
The milestone was passed early Monday, according to Johns Hopkins University, which collates reporting from around the world, although actual worldwide figures of COVID-19 cases is likely to be far higher. To date, more than 1.1 million confirmed virus deaths have been reported, although experts also believe that number is an undercount. The US, Brazil and India are reporting by far the highest number of cases, although the increase in recent weeks has been driven by a surge in Europe, which has seen more than 240,000 confirmed virus deaths in the pandemic so far. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United States boosted its cooperation with Brazil Monday to help the South American nation's recovery from COVID-19 with a loan to its largest private bank as the two governments agreed on steps to facilitate trade and investment. Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro announced the agreement to ensure good business practices and to stop corruption at a virtual summit organized by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Several Spanish regions toughened their coronavirus restrictions Monday, seeking to curb a second wave of infection that looks to drive the country with Western Europe's highest caseload above 1 million this week. Authorities in the northern region of Castilla y León announced they would seal off some areas to all but essential travel starting Tuesday night after the infection rate there surpassed 500 cases per 100,000 people. The World Health Organization Director General said Monday nearly 200 countries have now joined the COVAX facility aiming to finance COVID-19 vaccines. This is VOA News. Former British Prime Minister Theresa May expressed shock in Parliament Monday at a remark from Boris Johnson's Brexit Supremo that the country would be safer outside the European Union than inside the bloc. May, forced to resign in July 2019, after her Brexit deal was repeatedly defeated by Parliament, asked Cabinet Office Minister Michael Gove about the implications for security of leaving the EU without a deal. She said walking away with no deal would cut off access to European databases that allow police and the security forces to catch criminals and extremists and thus hinder British security. Just over 2 months remains before Britain ends a status quo transition arrangement with the EU. Australia will join three-way naval exercises involving the United States, Japan, and India, the countries announced Monday, in a move that could raise concerns in China, which has criticized similar joint drills as destabilizing. India holds the annual drills called Malabar with the U.S. and Japanese navies each year. It agreed to invite Australia for next month's exercise in the Bay of Bengal, saying it's a sign of cooperation between the Quad countries. Ireland's Data Protection Agency is investigating Instagram following concerns over how the image-sharing social platform handles children's personal data, a spokesperson said Monday. The Data Protection Commission, DPC, has begun two probes into how the U.S. firm owned by Facebook manages the personal data of under 18-year-olds. A DPC statement said the first will, quote, establish whether Facebook has a legal basis for the ongoing processing of children's personal data and if it employs adequate protectors, end quote. The second will test the, quote, appropriateness of Instagram profile and account settings for children. Kim Sledge of the Sister Sledge Band will donate proceeds from a cover of the band's classic song, We Are Family, to the World Health Organization Foundation. That, according to WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus Monday, he adds the money would be used to support the COVID-19 response and strengthen health services around the world. The United Nations said Monday it would stockpile 1 billion syringes around the world by the end of 2021 to be used for the delivery of any future coronavirus vaccine. UNICEF, the UN Children's Fund, said it aims to get 520 million syringes in its warehouses by the end of this year to guarantee an initial supply in countries ahead of the vaccine. UNICEF said in a statement, quote, the world will need as many syringes as doses of vaccine. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.